We've been here all morning at Heritage Auctions World Headquarters on Airport Freeway in Irving, and we're wrapping up our stay here in about 20 minutes, but not before Gordo takes out the wireless microphone to talk to all the P1s here in the showroom. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, you have me, Craig.
Yes, we have you. Where are you exactly?
Gordo couldn't make it, Craig.
Oh, hi, Rick. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, couldn't make it. Hi, Gordo. Hi.
Okay, Rick had to leave. I'm going to talk to this guy over here. How you doing, sir? Haven't we met you before here?
Yeah, I gave you a last name.
Yeah, you did. What's your name?
Hussein.
Hussein. And are you hearing something talking back behind? Oh, you got to turn off your microphone. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sorry, Hussein. So are you late for work or anything? Or are you retired?
No, I'm retired.
You retired?
Yeah.
That a boy, Hussein.
Could you be a little bit more soft-spoken, please?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Yeah, we're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do, Hussein?
Handyman.
Handyman. Okay, so you can do carpentry?
Carpentry is the only thing I don't like. Plumbing, electrical, anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I retired from that a long time ago.
You like sweating pipes, or you use all the shark bite stuff?
I started using the shark bites and everything now, but I can do everything.
Okay. Right. So you can use a benzene torch if you need to.
If I need to, yes.
Thank you. Wow. God bless. Okay. God bless. Always fun to talk.
You used some terms there. That's impressive.
I was making all that up. I didn't know. You want to say hi to anyone?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay.
None of your family listens.
I've been a day one P1.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
All right.
That's awesome. Do you know who hosted the morning show when we went on the air for the first time?
My memory's bad, but...
That's okay. That's all right. Skip Bayless. You ever heard of Skip Bayless?
I heard. Yes.
I am Skip Bayless, a.k.a.
Okay,
Dr.
no, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. Okay, thank you.
He's just trying to keep a low profile.
He's very soft-spoken. Yeah. Okay. Hi, sir. What's your name?
My name is Trey.
Trey. Now, I ran into Trey. We had a urinal conversation earlier.
Very awkward place to meet somebody, but not the first time.
That's okay. That's all right. I enjoyed talking to you while we were holding our penises.
Yeah, it was a little awkward for me, for sure.
And you live up towards Choctaw Way, right?
I do. Okay. Yes.
But he's never come and seen us while we've been at Choctaw. But he's here now. What's your connection to this place?
I am brothers-in-law with Chris Ivey.
Oh, Chris, okay. Who we were just talking to. Mm-hmm. And then this is your son here?
This is Evan.
Okay, Evan, what's your story?
I play baseball.
What position you play?
Short and third.
Okay. So you're pretty quick?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Oh, a little bit. A little confident there. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman in high school.
Freshman in high school. What high school do you go to?
Denison High School.
Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, you're Yellow Jacket.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And George has some sports questions for you.
What's your batting average?
Probably like .420.
Wow. Okay. That's Ted Williams-like.
Yeah. We're going to have his uni in here someday.
Hit for power?
A little bit.
Okay. A little bit.
Not for you, Gordo.
Good. You got a girlfriend or a significant other of any kind?
No.
Attaboy.
That's okay. Focus on baseball.
That's right.
Now.
Baseball.
Smart.
I don't know. Yeah. You got to do what I did and just only be interested in your dating life. Never accomplish anything outside of that.
Right. He's looking at you going, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got dragged here, didn't you?
No.
Did you actually wanted to be here?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right.
See?
America's
huge. Do you know those guys' names? Okay, thanks for your time.
Yeah. He was about to say it.
No, go ahead.
His name is George.
Yeah.
George.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm used to that. I'm the invisible muser. I get that all the time.
Always nice. All right, who else are we going to talk to over here? Oh, we have a new promotions guy here. What's your name?
Brett.
What?
Brett. B-R-E-T-T.
I just did a consonant on the end there for a while. I thought it was Brett.
Brett.
No, it's Brett. It's not Brett?
No, it's you.
Okay. All right. I'm Brett. Brett. Yeah. Right. And where'd you go to school?
I'm homeschooled, or I was homeschooled. Now I do online college.
Way to go, Gordon.
You were homeschooled, but you dropped
way
out?
Way to go.
No, I finished it. I got the heck out of there.
All right. Ooh.
Got the heck out of home.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
18.
Yes, sir.
And do you live on your own now, or are you still at home?
Well, my parents might be moving soon, and I might stay at their house and rent it from them. Me and my buddy.
He's got a whole plan here.
It dropped on me like a ton of bricks just now.
Why are your parents moving?
My dad's going to promote in his company.
Mm-hmm. Where's he going to go to?
20 miles north of Houston, Conroe, Texas.
Okay, and so their house is still here in DFW?
Yes, sir. It's in Granbury. So it's
quite rent a it? How much have your parents told you how much they're going to rent it to you for?
$500 per person, and there's two of us there.
So you and a sibling?
Nah, friend.
So it'll be fun. Oh, that place is going to be so destroyed.
So tore up.
Don't tell my dad.
That's a bad idea. I'm going to call your dad today.
Do you have a job other than the ticket, or are you going to make rent money just from your promotions job and while you're going to school full time?
I think promotions will pay for the rent, and then utilities will probably have to be paid through Lawn Care and Tree Services, which is the company I own in Granbury.
Owns a company.
Wow. Yep.
This is a company owner right here. So you're a CEO.
CEO, you can call me that. I'm CEO, CFO, I mean, everything.
Does that worry you these days? You know, CEOs, they got a target on their back.
I mean, yeah, I'm not in the insurance industry, so I'm good.
Yeah, he's good.
It's funny that guy got killed, right?
No.
Indeed. We'll bring it back down here a little bit. What are your interests, Bray?
I've always been into broadcast personally. I love I've watched Bobby Bones for years now, so mm-hmm. I've always kind of been inspired by him. So this is the end to that, because I talked to Hawkeye Michelle from 96.3, which is a sister company or a sister station from this one, and they said, yeah, come on, we'd love to have you promotion. So here
my
I am doing my job, and hopefully we'll get to see that happen soon.
So broadcasting is your future?
Yes, sir. That or sales or maybe promotions director.
Promotions director, yes, there you go. Yes, well, right. Glad to have you aboard.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Yeah. You ever heard of Babe Ruth?
No. Well, yeah. I took some pictures of his stuff and sent them to my parents. I was like, check this out. This is crazy. I didn't know I was going to be here.
I didn't show it up, bro.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
He didn't know what would be here. He just showed up.
He just showed up. All right, do we have any more time?
Sure.
I didn't know Babe Ruth's going to be here today either.
Yeah. How you doing, sir? Howdy. Look at this jacket. What all does this represent here? Your name's Ernest, right?
Yeah, well, I go by David, but yeah.
How'd it go, Gordon?
Okay.
I'm former Army, and I put my son in the Air Force because of better standard of living, and he got me this flight jacket, and then he spent about 6 months getting patches that I either wore or could have worn, and gave it to him for Father's Day for about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's very nice. There's a lot of patches on this thing. So what did you do for a living? Were you military all the way through, or did you ever go into the private sector?
I did 3 years in Germany. Went to college at University of Florida, then DOD police, some place called Kwajalein, the Marshall Islands.
Wow.
Marshall Islands.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
That's made a lot of money. I was single and had money.
Like how much money?
Well, you didn't have to pay any taxes on it up until about $150,000. So it was overseas. It's 2,300 miles southwest of Hawaii and 2,000 miles northeast of Australia. So it was a little bitty place.
What was the population when you were there?
About 3,000, all military.
Uh-huh.
Well, civilian, but it was Lockheed, McDonnell Douglas, MIT, Lincoln Labs. They only had about...
Were you involved in black ops? Any black operations that you did?
No, I would wave at the Russians and had a sign that said, F you. They'd wave back.
Uh-huh. So, do you know if you ever killed a Russian?
No.
Ask him if he yanked Saddam Hussein out of his spider hole.
Saddam Hussein out of his spider hole?
No. I was already working for Marriott Hotels then.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life?
You got to specify. What time?
I don't know. At night.
At night.
I can't tell it on the air.
Really? Is it that vulgar?
Probably, yeah. I did a bunch of stupid stuff.
Like what? A couple women at one time?
Working hotels for 35 years. For three years, I did bed check on the Dallas Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson last year, and Barry Switzer's first 2 years. I worked at Valerie.
Wait, bed check on the Cowboys. So your job was to go make sure all the players were in their rooms when they were supposed to be?
I went with Bruce Mays.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Bruce, yeah.
Mr. Hare.
Yeah.
I was security chief.
Did you ever find Michael in his room?
Oh, yeah.
The stuff you must have walked in on.
Go ahead. Tell us
He's smiling.
Michael Irvin was a lot of fun. I do have to tell one story. The first year we did the team, he gave me a pair of shoes to shine. And the guy who was doing the shoe shining said he was real scared of doing it. He was scared of getting shoes. I said, I'm a former Army MP. If it's leather, I can shine it. Give me the blessed things. So I shined them up, took them up to Mr. Irvin, and he goes, oh, wow, these look good. I go, thank you. You did these? I said, yeah. He gave me a $100 bill, and I looked at it going like, wow, money my wife doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. So he laughed at that, and he gave me his business. Sometimes he'd tip me, sometimes he wouldn't, but I was fine. Well, the year that Deion Sanders came to the team, he asked for a shoe shine. He goes, Dave will take care of you. I did it, took his shoes. And if any of you know that Michael Irvin had to be the last one to leave the hotel, it didn't matter if he was late or not, I literally would have a checklist. And when the last one left, I'd go up there and get him, knock on the door, say, Mr. Irvin, it's time. He'd come back down. Did Prime take care of you? I go, what? Dion, he take care of you? No. What? And he called him everything but whatever. And he took out a wallet and gave me $50. Says, Mr. Irvin, you're fine. Oh, no, I will collect from him. I go, okay. And Deion Sanders never asked me to shine his shoes again.
I thought he was going to end with, like, you used the money to buy cocaine from Michael.
Oh, no.
Nothing like that. But you didn't catch any of the Cowboys having, like, doing lovemaking stuff with people.
No.
Not right.
We did have, any of you remember Coach Joe Brodsky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Running back coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You caught him doing lovemaking.
No. When the Cowboys were in the hotel, I checked in a hotel, and I got a call one night that they had caught a third, four-string player who had snuck a girl into his room. Okay, fine. Is he gone? Yeah. Is she gone? Yeah. Okay. I'll call Coach tomorrow. All right. I called the Joe Brodsky called me back, called me at the hotel, and goes, such and such is in my office. He says that gal was delivering Chinese food. I go, wait a minute, Coach. Number one, I've worked midnight shift here for 10 years. There's no place that delivers Chinese food. They certainly don't have a woman serve it topless in bed. He hollered, you owe me $1,000. Get the hell out of my office. And I go, hung up the phone. I call him back and say, hey, Coach, it's Holland. Yeah. Can I get part of that as a finest fee? F you, Holland. Hung up the phone. It was other things like that.
You could do a whole show here, story time with Ernest.
And then you bought cocaine from Michael Irvin.
I'm South Georgia.
High sign.
I get moonshine.
Yeah, he's just in the moonshine.
He's just in the moonshine. Well, thank you, David. Appreciate you being here, and thanks to everyone.
For your service, yeah. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you for your Marshall Island service.